Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call of Power and Instrumentation Gujarat, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalavade from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Power and Instrumentation Gujarat Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Padmaraj Pillai, Managing Director, Mr. Rohit Maheshwari, CFO, and Mr. Monish Gandhi, Company Secretary. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Padmaraj Pillai. Over to you, sir.
Mr. Padmaraj Pillai, please go ahead.
Good morning to everyone. We thank you all for joining us on this call to discuss the performance of Power Instrumentation Gujarat Limited for the third quarter of FY25. I'm very pleased to share our financial and operational highlights along with our strategic initiatives aimed at driving continued growth and expansion of the company. Since our establishment in 1985, we've built a very strong reputation in the electricity.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Pillai, you're not quite audible. Could you come a little closer to the microphone, please? Thank you.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Since our establishment in 1975, we have built up a very strong reputation in the electrical contracting and the equipment industry. Our expertise in engineering, procurement, and construction solutions enable us to deliver end-to-end services in the electrical field, ranging from the building segment to transmission and generation. With a proven track record of timely completion of the projects, we continue to expand our footprint across the country. Our strong presence in Rajasthan, recent expansion into Himachal, and the ongoing projects of Jharkhand and Assam reinforce our ability to provide comprehensive power solutions. As we grow, we remain committed to excellence, reliability, and innovation in supporting India's evolving energy infrastructure. This commitment comes even more critical at a time as India's power sector undergoes a rapid transformation. The government has unveiled a 15 lakh crore initiative to reinforce the national grid and enhance energy security, aiming to meet the projected demand of 455 gigawatts by 2032. As a part of this, the new interstate transmission system schemes have been introduced to evacuate 9 gigawatts of renewable energy from Rajasthan and Karnataka, aligning with India's target of 500 gigawatt renewable energy capacity by 2030. While renewable energy additions are expected to surpass 35 gigawatts in 2025, further acceleration is crucial to achieving the long-term sustainability goals. In the union budget, the government also announced incentives for electricity distribution reforms and interstate transmission expansion, enabling additional state borrowing of 0.5% of the GSDP. This measure aims to strengthen the power infrastructure and improve the financial viability of the sector. On the infrastructure front, Indian aviation sector is set up to attract more than 25 billion investments by 2027. With airport projects in pipeline, including new terminals in cities like Hisar, Jammu, Srinagar, Lucknow, to just name a few. Almost around 1 lakh crore investment plan aims to expand the airport network from 135 to 200 plus in next few years. With our expertise in electrical EPC solutions, we are well positioned to contribute to this transformative developments, expanding transmission networks, integrating clean energy solutions, and supporting industrial electrification aligns seamlessly with all our capabilities. As India's transition to the sustainable energy ecosystem, we are poised to play a very key role in executing large-scale projects in the infrastructure and capitalizing on the growing demand of renewable energy. Now, coming back to the operational front, our acquisition of the majority stake in Peter Electrical Company Limited marks a very transformative step in our expansion strategy. Apart from already being associated with TAL Germany, PECL has also secured a CS license from Siemens to manufacture and sell Series 8P co-branded switchboards. This partnership is expected to generate very strong synergy, strengthening our manufacturing capabilities, broadening our product portfolio, and expanding our market reach. As known to all, Siemens has always been at the helm of the changing technologies and advancement, and this addition of Siemens certified product further enhances our reputation as a provider of advanced electrical solutions. Furthermore, in January 2025, we've also secured an order from A2 Green Energy Private Limited for supply installation, testing, and commissioning of solar plant and equipment for a power project in Latur district, Maharashtra. This project marks a significant milestone for PIGL as we make our foray into solar EPC segment. With India advancing into clean energy agenda, we're excited to contribute meaningful to the nation's renewable energy transition. Entering this space presents new opportunities to us, and we are committed to strengthening our execution capabilities to take on large-scale renewable energy initiative in future. Looking ahead, we remain very focused on leveraging the strategic achievements to drive sustained growth while continuing to deliver excellence in all our endeavors. I am pleased to report that we have achieved a very strong financial performance in quarter three and the 9 months of FY25. In quarter three FY25, our consolidated total income reached 34.14 crores, reflecting an impressive year-on-year growth of 120.32%. EBITDA increased to 4.47 crores, marking a 104.18% year-on-year rise with a healthy EBITDA margin of 3.05. Net profit for the quarter came in at 3.12 crores, representing an exceptional 277.72% year-on-year growth with a net profit margin of 9.14%. Additionally, our EPS rose by 190.46% year-on-year to 1.94. For the 9 month FY25, total income was 115.89 crores, growing by 86.57% year-on-year. EBITDA for 9 months reached 14.16 crores, reflecting an 86.12% year-on-year increase and delivering an EBITDA margin of 12.82%. Net profit for 9 months was 8.95 crores, up by 177.91% year-on-year, with a net profit margin of 7.72%. Also, our EPS rose from 118.43 to 5.57. Coming to standalone performances, we have delivered a steady growth trajectory in quarter 3 FY25. Our total income stood at 34.14 crore with an EBITDA of 4.47 crores, reflecting an EBITDA margin of 13.09%. The net profit for quarter came in at 2.18 crores, translating to a net profit margin of 8.43%. As a result, our earnings per share stood at 1.79. For the 9 month period ended FY25, our total income reached 115.89 crores with an EBITDA of 18.16 crores, resulting in an EBITDA margin of 12.22. Our net profit for this period stood at 8.64 crores with a net profit margin of 7.46%, leading to an EPS of 5.38. These strong results underscores our operational excellence and strong financial position, paving the way for the sustained growth. Moving forward, we are strengthening our focus on the R&D to drive innovation and introduce advanced products, ensuring we remain at the forefront of the evolving energy sector. With India's rising power demand, PIGL is committed to expanding its operational footprint, enhancing the project execution capabilities, reinforcing its leadership in the electrical contracting industry. Thank you for all your continued support. I look forward to sharing more insights during today's call. But now, with this, I now leave the floor open for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Swaraj Singhania, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, can you please share some insight on your working capital management and whether you foresee any challenges in receivables or cash flow management?
No, we don't see any challenges right now in receivables because the good part of it is that, as you can see from the budget also and as you can see from the last year budget also, government is quite focused right now on the energy segment in terms of the complete sector that is starting from the generation right up to the distribution part. I mean, the government is very focused on reducing the losses, increasing the transmission lines, providing better because what has happened is that I think now energy is the key solution to everything, which I think should be delivered to each and every individual industry. Everywhere it should be available in abundance so that the growth is not stopped. So looking at the commitment from the government at this juncture of time, you don't see any kind of such.
Okay. And there is significant increase in our business volume. So how PIGL is scaling its execution capability, including manpower, project management, and supply chain enhancement?
Yeah, so we've already started process about a year and a half back. We have recruited senior people on the management level. We've also increased our staff strength on the supply chain management part. We've also increased our manpower on the execution front at the site levels. So this has been already, I mean, as we looked forward to what was happening, and we were very sure, that is how the next shape of the company is going to be. We're working on it, and even as of date, we are still in the hiring mode. And I mean, the HR is doing a wonderful job.
Oh, okay. And my last question is, could you please provide an update on your current order book and its expected execution timeline, including the split between government and private sector?
Okay, so basically the current order book is almost about 350 crore plus, which is under execution, and the execution timeline is anything between 1.5 years, so 18 months to 20, 24 months. All these projects have to be completed. Coming back to the part of the split up between the both in terms of the private and the government. So the point is that maybe the split up is about 80-20 kind of a situation or 90-10 kind of a situation. Because most of the projects that we are doing, transmission, distribution, I mean, are all related to government side only.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shlok Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're absolutely audible, Shlok.
Thanks. So, just a clarification, you said 350 crores order book to be executed over 18 to 24 months, right?
Right.
Great. You mentioned in the opening remarks that the budget allocation has increased. So how much, the number is known, what the government is saying that they will spend, but according to you, what kind of percentage increase in outlay every year will we see based on this new targets that they have set?
So I'll put it this way, Shlok, just to give you an insight on the current market scenario and situation. What is happening is that with the generation, the focus of the government to, on the renewable sector to be, I mean, like the main focus is on the renewable sector. And with the kind of generation, increase in the generation, the government is right now very much keen to, create the transmission lines and, develop the distribution network in the coming years so that both come at the same parity at the same time. Because if you would generate and if you don't have the transmission line or distribution network, I mean, you still just going to, I mean, just sit on a, I mean, like a dead dog. Understanding this particular thing, the outlay that has been given by the government, I mean, I do understand that there would be, I mean, they would not be able to, complete thing what they are saying in every year, whatever they are targeting. But then still, as on date, I think around 60-70% of it has to be achieved because without that, it's definitely going to be a failure. So that's the reason why the government is coming out at the right time with the right tender. I mean, like, you look at wherever the generation is being targeted at that location, they're also targeting the same thing on the transmission part as well as the distribution part. So I think the outlay or whatever, I mean, the total picture, what they've said, so let's say if they've said that you're going to spend 100 rupees in the next 5 years, I'm very sure that that 100 rupees will get spent in, if not 5, but the 6th or the 7th year. So that's the only difference that's going to come in.
Understood, sir. So because I'm also getting it from the renewable guys that their demand is looking very, very solid. Their pipelines are looking very solid. So obviously they need the transmission capex. But would you say, looking at the number that they've said, the few lakh crores that they are saying, that would that actually mean an increase in whatever has been the run rate of spending by the government as of now?
So I should in this way, see, the government has also alternatively come up with a lot of other solutions, like, you know, private players coming into picture, putting up their own transmission substations and lines, and the government is taking it on these kind of thing, you know. Those kind of models have also been done to compensate on the part that the government will not be able to perform or something like that. Because the point is, the generation part is very clear. It is going to happen. There is no stopping. So once you do that, if you can't effectively evacuate it, it is definitely going to be a dead duck. So considering that notion, I mean, the government is making all kinds of efforts to make sure that, you know, the parity is there between the generation and the distribution, along with the transmission.
Understood. Sir, final question from my side. The order book that you have given, obviously there has to be an acceleration from your side. The company has to now start accelerating the execution. So when do we see that? Will we see Q4 onwards? You guys really putting the foot on the pedal? Will you require some more time?
So we have already put our foot on the pedal, but the point is, when you are in the execution mode of a project, there are multiple things that play. Now, if you look at the figures that we've given in last three quarters, it will make it evident that as considered to the last year, this year we've already started executing ourselves from the second quarter itself. So we have already started doing it. The point is that there are already the projects in hand, there are new projects that are going to come up, and we are already reshaping the company in terms of, you know, getting senior people on the board. We are trying to develop our supply chain management. We are trying to, you know, focus on the execution on time. So all these things we have already started. So probably whatever change you've seen in last two quarters, you will keep on seeing that continuing for all the coming times that we are going to talk about it.
Understood, sir. Sir, thank you for answering the questions. All the best.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Roy from Patel Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is, given the increasing competition in the solar EPC space, how does PIG differentiate itself in terms of execution capabilities and technology adoption?
Ma'am, you'll have to repeat your question because the volume is too low.
Given the increasing competition in the solar EPC space, how does PIG differentiate itself in terms of execution capabilities and technology adoption?
So you're talking about the competitive atmosphere in the solar segment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you want to ask me how do I differentiate myself from the rest of the players?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the beauty of us is that we are a transmission distribution company coming into the solar EPC. The rest of the people out there are the solar companies. So they actually have a tendency of just doing the solar EPC and giving out the distribution and transmission to companies like us. So what we can contribute on a full basis is that we can give them a complete solution wherein our expertise lies in the most critical part of it. Solar panel installation is not as critical as the evacuation part, as the transmission part. So we are more expert on that part, which normally all the solar companies have been outsourcing or whatever. So we have the in-house capability. So I think when I would be delivering the project, I would be delivering it in completeness, and my expertise in the transmission and the distribution is definitely going to enhance the work experience of the client.
Okay, sir. And I have one last question. Your first solar project in Maharashtra is valued at around 17 crore for 5 MW DC solar power project. Can we expect a steady flow of such projects, and are there any large-scale opportunities in the pipeline?
There are many large-scale opportunities in the pipeline. We are only consolidating our place. We'll be going one by one. We'll be taking it as the strike comes in, but definitely we'll be looking at mega-sized projects in coming times.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That is from my side, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hrushikesh Jogare, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to know, you were in the talk with PSU for reactive power thing. Any update on that?
Okay. On the reactive part of it, the point is that we have presented our papers to a lot of utilities, and we've been in discussion with them. We are still waiting in the terms of the execution side of it because the government is definitely going to come out with a few policies as far as this is concerned. This being an additional expenditure to the currently solar as well as the players, I mean, they are not wanting to spend money, and they're still waiting that if the policy is implemented, there are papers which have come in, there are notifications that have come in. So once, I mean, those notifications become really serious and the government gets serious, we see a lot of business coming up.
Okay. So it may take one or two quarters more if I'm.
Pardon me? Your sound is echoing, actually.
Just be a little more audible, Hrushikesh.
Yeah. Yes. That may take one or two quarters more to execute that paper to come. Am I right?
Sorry, I told you, your voice is echoing. It almost blurs the whole. I think either you can be a little away from the phone.
Actually, it will take more time, maybe one or two quarters. Yeah.
It's cracking. It's actually cracking, Hrushikesh. I'm so sorry.
Fair enough. Okay. I will join the queue.
No. No, Hrushikesh. It's cracking.
Hrushikesh, could you please use your phone on the handset mode, please?
Yeah. I think you are on the earphone or something. That's maybe the reason.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. Much better. Much better.
Yeah. I was asking if it take one or two quarters more, if I'm right.
Right. Oh, you're talking about the reactive energy part?
Yeah.
Oh, let's say, I mean, the point is I told you it's a policy matter from the government. The government wants to do it, and every single person wants to do it. The only point is it has to be implemented by the solar companies, actually. It is to be installed at their end. So for them, it's an additional CapEx. So now the government has to come out either with a policy of paying them additional money for that, or they make it mandatory that you have to consider it in the cost. I mean, that is still to be decided. So I mean, I don't know. It may come this quarter. It may come two quarters. I mean, you know how the policies work.
Yes. True. Last question. What will be the total addressable market for that, and what share we will get from that?
See, the addressable market is very huge. I mean, it is beyond the numbers that I would want to quote at this place. And what we can get out of it, I mean, it's that where you are, as I always said in my previous discussions also. I mean, it's about being at the right place at the right time kind of a thing. We have the technology. We have it, and we have our team in place. We can give the services and everything. I mean, it's just about, I mean, where it links and when it clicks.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. But I will join the queue. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Hrushikesh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sir, can you elaborate more on the part wherein you said you forayed into solar EPC during this quarter, and also the company's development with respect to BESS projects? Are there any?
Yes. What project? BESS.
Okay. BESS.
Okay. Okay. So the solar part, as I said, that we were already doing up to the transmission part. We were already providing services. So we were always wanting to venture into the solar EPC part. So this was a good opportunity that we got. So we grabbed it to understand, I mean, like, you know, the other side of it, because till this project, I mean, we were normally doing project where the evacuation starts, I mean, where after the energy gets produced, after the inverter, where the substation starts. So we were wanting to also do it on a turnkey basis, because we're very sure that, you know, we are already the service that we were providing was more critical than the back integration which we were supposed to do. So, I mean, so this was an opportunity, we grabbed it, and we're looking at much more to come up in future. In fact, we have also, I mean, like, you know, bidded, we are also in discussions. So, I mean, this definitely is a good business, and it has a good potential, so, I mean, we definitely want to explore it. Coming back to, again, the BESS part, it is as same as the reactor power thing. Couple of tenders were out very recently for the BESS also, but then, due to reasons of technology and due to the BESS being very nascent stage, I mean, you know, SECI and RE and everybody are still trying to frame out the outer framework as to how to take it forward, you know, because the requirement is very huge. Where would the CapEx come from? And, you know, who is going to pay it? So does it come on a PPA model, or does it have to come on a basis of a BPC model? So all these things are under discussion at SECI level also, and the Ministry of Renewable Energy also. So probably I told you much more clarity would be for BESS would be next year.
Okay, sir. Sir, my doubt with respect to the current, what's the current stake of the company in Baytown Electricity?
What is the current stake of
Stake, yeah.
Of PNI in PEPL?
Yes, sir.
That is exactly the question. I think we've taken it up to 60%.
Okay. And sir, out of the current order book of 350 crores, how much is solar EPC?
That's the only one project which we have already declared, you know, the 17 crores that we have declared.
Oh, okay, only one project you had.
Yeah.
And sir, I would just want to understand the expansion. I mean, you guided for like 50% growth with respect to in FY25, and we are in the process of achieving that. What are the expansion plan? I mean, how are you planning to scale the business in FY26?
Oh, similar in nature as we pushed ourselves, as we pushed ourselves from coming from the second quarter onwards, we placed ourselves, we have made our teams, we made our systems, we, I mean, like, you know, implemented certain changes across. I mean, we focused on the whole part of it that, you know, we have the projects in hand and we need to do it. So we need the order flow to be steady, and we need to execute the order which we already have. So with that focus, we are almost achieving what we thought we will. And I think that'll be the same thing. I think if a strategy has worked once, it definitely will work forward also. So, I mean, we are going to hire more people, we are going to have more people coming in, more people looking at the execution. So I think we should be able to deliver what we have been promising.
Okay. Sir, and one more question with respect to RDSS. Has been any tender rolled out in recent quarters, and has the company got any tenders with respect to RDSS?
So we have bidded for RDSS. If you talk about the tenders being floated, I mean, they have a lot of tenders have been floated across the country, I mean,
Yeah.
under RDSS scheme. And we have also quoted a couple of them, and we're just waiting for those to be the tenders to be opened. But they are under the technical evaluation, and then post that they'll have the financial opening. So they've done the technical opening, and once the technical opening, the technical evaluation is done, and the first stage is cleared, then they go for the financial opening. So we're waiting for the financial opening. We've bidded for about four or five of them, so we're just waiting for the opening.
Can you give an approximate amount of how much did you bid with respect to under RDSS?
So under RDSS, I think we have bidded the
100 plus 100, 200, 250. So about close to 250 or 270 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Shaurya Punyani from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, you are absolutely audible.
Sir, out of the 350 crore of order book, what is the transmission and distribution part?
So the transmission distribution part would be almost close to, I think, 90%.
90%?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. And you earlier mentioned the bifurcation between the government and private orders. Can you just repeat it?
It's kind of the same ratio. In fact, the private project that we're doing are for a couple of one of the projects is for the Adani Ahmedabad Airport. So basically, that is the only private job that we're doing. We don't focus on private jobs, actually. In fact, the other airports that we are doing is a direct job from Airport Authority, so that also category comes under the government segment only.
Okay, sir. And the growth, so do we expect, like, a 50% growth in FY 2026 as well, or maybe 2027 as also?
We would make all our efforts to push it as far as possible. Now, these are just numbers that we're talking. So let's say we are able to, I mean, the government has more initiative, the government has more focus, the money is available, why not do more, too? I mean, there is nothing like it is a figure that we're going to stick to.
Okay.
It's all good, yeah. So we are looking at, we are very focused about it. That is what our plan is. Just go down, execute, come back.
Okay, sir, any outlook on margins? Like, what are the margins we are looking going forward? Like, within the same range like you're doing now, like,
The margins will definitely improve because the scenario has changed. The outlook of the contractors have changed. I mean, the number of jobs are available. So, you know, everybody's looking at to, you know, I mean, be there. I mean, as I said, you know. So I think what I focus is that the segment will also see a refined, better margin for everybody.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Mayank Saraf, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just want to know, like, in our last con call, you had said that we'll be eligible to bid for, like, tenders worth 300 crore and more in March, from March onwards. So can you throw some light on it?
No, I think you got the dates wrong. I did say that, but it was end of this year, 2025.
Yeah, so March, end of this year. Okay.
End of this year, because I need to finish off one of the projects that I'm doing, and once I do that, I'll have the completion in my hand, and that will enable me. That's what I had said. So that will be by end of this year.
Okay, so that is in line, no? We'll be bidding.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely in line. That's absolutely in line.
How much margins can we expect from the solar EPC part going ahead?
So let me see. This is a very, as I told you, we entered it. It's very nascent to right now comment about, because this is the first time that we're doing it. The turnover is fine. So let's see. I mean, like, see, it all depends upon the size of the project. Larger the size of the project, I mean, you know, you are able to execute faster, the margins are better. Smaller the project, it takes the same time, I mean, and you have to cut short on the margin. So let's see, I mean, as it comes in, we'll be able to give you more clear picture over next two quarters. I mean, let's see what happens.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Priya Jain from Green Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Priya, please go ahead. Yes, please go ahead.
I just want to understand that, what are the operational challenges PIGRL is currently facing in its core electrical EPC business?
So
What is the?
Operational challenges, PIVL challenges.
Okay. So the operational challenge, we are not facing any of the operational challenges, yes, but the sector challenge right now is definitely very one interesting thing is the manpower. There is definitely the sector is really because, you know, the last, I mean, 2 decades of the Indian engineering, if you look at it, I mean, people are more focused upon the IT and, you know, on the computer science kind of a thing. The core engineering like mechanical, electrical or civil. Very neglected, which has landed, you know, the numbers are going down. You don't look at it what was 20 years back when we were in our colleges. But anyways, I think now people are understanding it. I see a lot of change that's happened in the last couple of years wherein, you know, the focus has again started upon the core engineering. So we think much better things coming up in another day or another year or two ago. So I mean, apart from the quality of the manpower, you know, the manpower pool, I don't see any challenges for this industry.
Okay, I have one more question. Like, are there any ongoing process automation or digitalization initiative to improve efficiency and there is a certain execution timeline to do that?
So if you're talking about from my organization point of view, yes, we have been trying to, you know, upgrade our supply chain management system. We've been trying to upgrade our stores. We've been trying to update the inventory and everything. I mean, by, you know, moving into a more digital space, and we are in the process of getting our systems and you know, I mean, tailor-made to suit our systems, so that, you know, I mean, everything is available online. So we are doing it. Let's see.
Good to hear, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jairaj Jain from HNI. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Jairaj, please.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question
Thank
is...
Thank you so much. It's your good wishes that is driving us.
Yes, yes, sure, sir. So yeah, like my first question is, like, the company has delivered a strong Y-on-Y revenue and profit growth in QY and 9 months FY25. So okay, like, can you tell us, like, what are the key drivers behind this performance and whether this momentum, momentum is sustainable going forward?
Okay, so I'll tell you about this. See, the point is that in our line of business, what's very important is the credentials that you built up in terms of your completion certificates. I mean, in terms of the work that you've completed. This does not happen over time. It takes you some years to build it up. So probably about a decade back, we were more of a player in the building segment. Like, we've been doing airports and we've been doing government buildings and hospitals and everything. But then a decade back when we ventured into the transmission and the distribution segment, so it took us almost a decade to build up those completions and everything to take up the, you know, from the small size project to the medium size, and then now we'll be going into the large size. So that is what has accelerated the growth, and based on those completions which came in about like three years back, you know, we've been able to take good orders, and I see that with completion of these projects, the ones that we've taken, I mean, it will again accelerate us into the next level of things. So I feel that what we are seeing right now, what growth we have seen, and with the industry being so supportive, with the government being so supportive, and with people being very supportive about this field, because everybody now started understanding one thing is that energy has become the most important part of all our lives. We cannot survive without that, you know. So people are also taking it seriously. Industries are taking it seriously. So with all these things happening, the good part of it happening, we don't see any slowdown for next 2 decades at least.
Okay, great. And recently when I went through your financials, I have seen that, like, your company has, like, surpassed its FY24 revenue in just 9 months. So congratulations for that. So what
Thank
can
you.
We expect some, like, any kind of similar growth in Q4? And what can one see for, like, in FY26, like this expansion?
I think we will keep the momentum going because, I mean, we've got response, we've got orders, we've got team building, and it's an everyday process that's going on. So we definitely see ourselves plays in much better position, and I think the momentum will keep on going. I mean, I don't see anything stopping me.
Okay, great. Thank you, and best of luck for your future.
Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Ananya from C Square. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to know if you could provide the guidance for FY25 and 26 in terms of business, how it would grow and what is the outlook, growth outlook for it.
So, Ananya, the point is that as I've already spoken about it a couple of times in today itself, is that key, the thrust by the government and the thrust by the private industry and the outlook of the people, across Japan, India, if you look at all, if you look at on the global scale also, I mean, like, you know, power has become one of the most prerequisite thing for any development that you want to do. With taking that into consideration, if you look at our growth, I think it is sustainable and it will keep on going. I mean, like, you know, and I mean, we are placed at the right place, as I told you, with the right kind of credentials, and our credentials are going to just improve over the period of time. So with all that in picture, I think it is going to be, the coming years are definitely going to be very good.
Okay, that's great, sir. And do you think there is need to raise funds to execute good amount of order book in hand currently?
So, I mean, let's see how it goes. I mean, I would put it this way, that I think my finance team is, the people, they take the call, they know, I mean, what is my vision, and it is among them how they do, how they manage, and I think they have their time and they have their maps very clear, as in what we are looking at, what we are targeting on. So I think if the time comes right, they think that, no, we need to wait something more, they definitely will do. And if we can do it with this funds that we are accumulating, I think, I mean, that goes on that way.
Also, could you let us know your strategies for backward integration and your entry into solar EPC?
Okay, so solar EPC, as I told you, we were already doing the front part of it. So we just thought that, you know, why not take it up on a complete basis? I mean, and we wanted to, I mean, like, you know, the idea of it, because I mean, a lot of opportunities, a lot of things happening across the country as far as the generation part is concerned. So that's why, you know, we pushed ourselves into it, and we have gone across and taken this project. And as far as the development creation is concerned, it was a strategic call, because I mean, we did want to get into manufacturing, and we did want to, I mean, do something. Whatever is the new technologies that are coming in, you know, because ultimately having a backup on manufacturing part is always going to help companies like us.
Okay, good to know, sir. Thank you. That's it so much.
Thank you, Lumia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Madhav Soni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Am I audible?
Yeah, Mr. Soni, you are very audible.
Yeah, so my question is, given your strong expertise in executing government projects, what are the key parameters that differentiate DIGL from competitors in securing and delivering such contracts?
Okay, so the first and foremost thing is that among the players of my size, probably we are one of the very few companies who have had their experience, hands-on experience of working across this country. Because by the virtue of what we were doing previously a decade back, you know, we were doing, as I told you, we were doing government buildings, a lot of airports. So airports doesn't get built every day at one location. So we always had this hands-on experience of, you know, having our team be motivated enough to, you know, move out of their comfort space, go out and work. And with that, when we entered into the transport management sector, I think it just gave us that leverage that we did not restrict ourselves to the parent state or the parent city that we belong to. We have gone across and we've delivered, we've executed even in spaces which are much away from us. The team has been able to, I mean, like, you know, be there. I mean, I think that's the most beautiful part. You know, the team, because the team was mature enough to, you know, mature enough as they were already having the the mental capability or, you know, what moving out of the parent city, I think it did leverage the whole growth process.
Okay. Tell me, so could you provide any preliminary financial guidance for the full fiscal year?
I can get you. Hello?
Mr. Madhav, could you be louder, please?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so I just wanted to know if you could give me some guidance for preliminary financial fiscal year for this fiscal year.
I can give. I think I've given you up to the quarter three, and I think you'll have to wait for the quarter four.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Raman.
Yeah, so you said with respect to our DSS, the company has traded about 250 to 270 crores worth project. So what's the win rate with respect to this?
What is the
win rate of the company?
I think I have answered this question in a couple of sessions before also. See, there is nothing called a run rate as far as this particular kind of bidding is concerned.
Not run rate, win rate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Win rate or run rate. I mean, in cricket, it is run rate. How many runs have you scored? I mean, like, you know, in how many number of balls? So you say the win rate in case of the tender. So there's nothing called a thumb rule or something like that. It all depends upon the market. It all depends upon the competition. It all depends upon it. I mean, in a month, there have been months where we have deposited three tenders and we won all of them. There have been months where we've deposited three tenders and we've not got anyone. So we don't have a win rate or something like that. And right now, as I said, there is no desperation. There is no desperation in terms of, you know, wanting to just pick up orders left, right and center. It is a very thoughtful process right now that, you know, we need to consolidate on the order front also. And we need to take a very thoughtful, genuine, mindful call as to what kind of projects we want to do, how we want to take the company forward. So, you know, what we've been bidding, very, very carefully. Very thoughtfully in terms of from the execution part of it, in terms of from the monetary part of it, in terms from the bottom lines of it. So it's been very thoughtful. So we're just waiting for the tenders to open up to show us how is the market going to react.
Okay, sir. So also with respect to the order book which you mentioned of 350 crores, how much are you expecting it to grow when it comes to the next financial year, like FY26?
So I think the order book should be as what I'm targeting next year. I think I should be adding up whatever is the order book we have right now. At least that bare minimum amount will be adding up in the next financial year.
What that is like, you will add more 350 crores of orders, right?
We are planning to do at least that much.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nawalde for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Power and Instrumentation Gujarat Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now...
Thank you all for joining in. Thank you so much. Looking forward to meeting all of you and discussing again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day ahead.
Good day to all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you.